Good morning. It is the first Saturday of the month, and you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, coming to you live from Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Wendy covers spiritual topics throughout the show, and of course, she usually does mini psychic readings, but she's not going to be doing so today. But definitely stay tuned for the show, because she has a lot of cool things going on. She is best known for making remarkable, accurate predictions. She has been on many TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career. She is not only a renowned psychic, she is a non-denominational minister officiating weddings and memorials. Wendy is an intuitive counselor, spiritual advisor, plus she is a writer for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. And now I would love to welcome to the show your wonderful host, Wendy Powers.
Thank you. Thank you, Courtney. What a beautiful introduction. And well appreciated, and you do so many wonderful things as well for us. And as you heard Courtney say, I am not doing live readings today, but I will resume them on my show on January 2nd. But what I am going to give you today, outside of our subject, because we're going to have a subject that really is kind of poignant to the time. You know, we're dealing with a very difficult time, and many people have asked me, are we coming into the apocalypse? Are we coming into the end times? And so I want to cover that a little bit more. But today I have a special guest. Many of you remember Renee, if you've listened to my show, Renee Money. She's a psychic and numerologist and my sister, and so pleased to have her on for my last show of the year. Can you believe it? A whole nother year just blew by. Oh, my gosh. So here we are in the last show, and so Renee has been kind enough to put together some really interesting information for you all, and that will be to figure out your personal number for the next coming year, 2016, and Renee is going to help us through that. Also, before I bring Renee on, I want to say that Renee has very kindly and generously offered to participate in a drawing that I'm going to have, and you'll be able to read more about it in my website at wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. And what this will be, and I'll announce some more of it throughout the hour, is that we're going to have a drawing, and it's going to be through my email, and I'm giving away one free full hour reading with myself in my office or over by phone by appointment. And Renee's going to also contribute a full reading. I don't know the time limit. I think it's just whatever, you know, she sees for you and what your reading is. Renee can maybe discuss that, but with Renee Money. So there's another free appointment. So there's going to be two winners that'll come out of the drawing, which will be winners will be announced in January show, January 2nd. I'll announce them. I'll draw them and announce them on that show. And you will just go to my email address, wendy.powers@aol.com, and enter. Again, there will be, information on my website that will explain the details, how you can participate in this drawing and come into, I think a real understanding of what your year may be like for free. You know, you can't get better than that. And that's for myself, that's a $95 value, and I'm not sure what Renee charges, but you know, it's priceless, because when you're getting insights to how to cope with your year and what's going to be coming at you karmically for the year, it's always wonderful to get a heads up. And so, I'd love to introduce Renee. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right, Renee. So, I don't know if you want to make any further comment on that drawing that we had, but I really do feel that it's invaluable what you can offer to it.
Sure. And the way that I do readings, just so everybody knows out there, is I do basically phone readings. So we'll make an appointment, and at the appointed time, you'll just call the number I give you, and using tarot and numerology, I will give you a full hour reading. So we'll talk about your past and how your past affects your present, and then we'll look towards your future, what's going on in your near future. So it's always fun to do it, and the past does have a lot to do with your present and future, as Wendy will agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The information and the details on how to enter the contest will be in my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. And wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. Or just email me at wendy.powers@aol.com. But we will have an e-blast that Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is going to send out to anyone who's a registered member, and usually receives emails or promos from Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. So you'll get all those details, and that would be wonderful. So it's kind of our gift, I'm excited about that.
And just one thing, Wendy, have a slight pause, I want everybody to get a pen and paper, because we are going to do some numerology and you're going to have to do some adding. So while Wendy's talking, if you want to grab a pen and paper, it'd be great.
Well, while they're doing that, tell us what you're going to be doing with the individual, because what we're going to cover today is the individual. So everyone's going to figure out their individual path, and then Renee's going to describe, tell you about what those numbers mean. But we're also going to talk a little bit about what's facing us all right now is that change, the major changes that are taking place over this next year, how we're looking at the election, how we're looking at the change of in the climate of our country through numerology. You'd be surprised how detailed numerology can be. But also I want everyone to know, Renee is psychic, like myself. It runs in our family. We got a whole bunch of us that are psychic in our family. We got a sister who's an astrologer, but she's retired from it. And our mother was. She used tarot, as Renee uses. That's her principal, a tool to use is the tarot. But the individual, what can they learn from this brief individual look at their number, their personal number?
It's an overall view of what your year is. And what your year is from birthday to birthday. It's not January 1st to January 1st, year to year. So for today's purpose, the reason I asked you to get pen and paper is I'm going to help you find your cycle number. And your cycle number is the vibrations that affect you personally this year. And there are 9 numbers in numerology, plus there are some master numbers, which I'll talk about at the very end. So when do you want me to just get into it, Wendy?
Yeah, let's start. Everybody should have their pen and paper by now.
Okay.
And so what numbers are they adding together?
They are going to add their day of birth and their month of birth only. So I'm going to give them an example. For instance, if your birthday is in July, you're going to write the 7 for 7th month. And if the day is the 15th, you're going to write 15. Then you are going to add 7 and 15 together, which comes out to 22. Then you're going to reduce it to its smallest number. So 2 and 2 is 4.
Now, I need to stop you right there for one moment. Do master numbers count in doing?
Yes, and we're going to
break down
master
numbers, usually.
That's not a master number yet, because I haven't added in the year.
Okay,
so that was not a master number yet. So I know that was confusing to you. Then the last
thing. Well, I know we have go ahead. I know we have numerologists listening too. So I just
A master number, but we're not completed yet, because then they have to add the year 2015 on that. So 2 + 0 + 1 + 5 = 8. So you take that 8 and add it to the previous number that was reduced, which is 4, and you come up with 12. And remember, we want to reduce to the lowest number again. So you're going to add the 1 and 2, and that's a 3. And that's the number you're going to listen for today throughout the whole explanation.
Okay. Well, I have one question. Mm-hmm. Are we looking at just the month of December, or are we looking at 2016 for next year?
Well,
I thought
we were
talking about the
very few people right now have had a birthday, and because you know, a lot of people are born later in the year. For today's purpose, we're going to look at the 8th. Right. But I also have something to say about that, too. If you have a birthday that's near, all you're going to do is go up one number. So, like, if you're right now in a cycle 4 and your birthday is in February, listen to what I say about the cycle 5 because it's coming up and it's something that's going to affect you newly. Because remember, you go birthday to birthday. Mm-hmm. So, as I said, we're talking about right now as we sit this minute, okay? And because a lot of people have months and months and months to go before they actually hit 2016 on a birthday, that's why I'm doing it this way. So for right now, they're going to add the 8. And then when they hit their birthday, and everybody knows when their birthday is, so kind of listen to both numbers. Listen to what I'm saying about the 4, and then also listen to about what I'm saying about the 5, because that's upcoming. That's the new effect that it'll have going on with your life.
Okay, so just to recap, because that can sound all confusing for people that are not, you know, getting all that down. We're going to take the month you were born, whatever month that was. We're going to take the day you were born, whatever day that is in that month. And then we're going to add those, and then we're going to add the year you were born, whatever year was.
Not the year. They're going to take the two and two.
I guess, let me just say it this way, because I don't want to get, I'm getting confused. Everybody's going to get confused. So month. That you're born, day you were
and
born,
day. And stop.
And then add that to the year 2015.
Right, and that's the number 8. So everybody will add an 8.
Okay, so the month you were born, the day you were born, plus 8.
Yeah.
And then that, okay, gotcha. See, that's what I need, something simple. I have a very right brain, and I just float around. So I'm not the number person in the family. So we're gonna take the month you were born, then the day you were born, add those together, and then add an 8.
And then reduce it to the lowest number. Reduce it to the lowest number.
And it's like, now, do they, if they come up with an 11, 22, or 33, with
we're going to talk about that at the very end.
Okay.
So
well,
they're
going to
listen. So let's say they have an 11 or a 22 or a 33. They're going to listen to what I say about the overall number. And then I'm going to tell them what changes with being a master number at the very end, because it's a blanket thing.
Okay. So, all right. Well, so what Renee's going to do right now, and we're going to take a break during the, you know, kind of the middle of it so that we can get everybody kind of caught up and talk about a couple other things in our and the subject matter that we're going to be talking about, which is, are we in the apocalypse? What's going on right now? So you're now going to go over the numbers. You're going to start with, if everybody's got their numbers added up.
Okay.
Renee's going to start with if your number ends with, go ahead.
If you're in a year of 1, this is brand new beginnings. It's a year where you could have a change in job or a promotion. And a lot of people will also seek or complete out higher education or learning, because it is a year of learning. You get a lot of inventive ideas, and it feels as if you have a clean slate. Also, you have the determination to move forward. And the biggest thing about a year of 1, it really is a brand new beginning. You've already let go of the things of the past in the year of 9, and right now you're open. Before, you could have been closed, you weren't open to new ideas, even open to changing a position or something in your job. You're open to movement, which is a big deal, because a lot of times throughout the cycles, we close down. So it's all about brand new beginnings, moving forward, letting go of the past, having a clean slate and beginning over, okay? But the other side of that is there's also a positive and a negative. And the reason I'm putting in the negative, because I want you to be aware, it's supposed to be a great year, but if you find yourself being aggressive, not being aware, being impulsive, or being egotistical, know that you should have let go of that already. So if you find yourself doing that, do a check on yourself, and remember, you're supposed to be letting go of that and moving forward. Okay?
Okay. Well, that's powerful. And so now let's get our number twos.
In a year or two is a year of learning and cooperation, consideration, more sensitivity to the needs of others, sincerity, be sincere and diplomatic. It's also a year of a little bit of inner conflict. So it is a year of learning. That's the basic overall key word. So when you find that things aren't going exactly the way that you want them to go, know that the confusing part or the conflict part is the negative side of it. And so you just need to make your decisions and stick by them. So it is not a bad year because you learn, but you have to have more cooperation on your side. You have to be more considerate and more sensitive to other people's needs. And sincerity is a big thing. So even though normally you'd shut your mouth and not say anything, this year you have to be very sincere in the way that you view things. And you have to become more diplomatic. Okay?
Okay. Well, that, and you know, well, yeah, we all do, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a vibration, because in the cycle of nine, it only happens once every 9 years. So, you know, that's where your karmic numbers fall in. Okay, so in a year of three reminds you once again of the importance of love, of family, and of man. So in a year of three, you gain much in your own spiritual journey, and it also is like a light being turned on, and you have huge clarity. So this is great that a year of three follows a year of two, because all that conflict and confusion just totally clears out. And it's like, wow, why didn't I see that before? And so it's very important that you understand you're in clarity. And then you know, you really know what you want and need in a year of three too. And in a year of three, you also fall in love. And it's a year of marriage, and it's a year of growth and spirituality. Or if you're not getting married, it's a recommitment. And understand, in numerology, one or both of the people are either in a year of three or eight or close to it when they marry or make a commitment. So that's a great year. Of the two numbers of the signs of numerology, being in a year of three and being in the year of eight, in my opinion, are the two best. Okay, and the negative side of that is being moody or being scattered and a lack of direction. So if you find yourself being moody all the time or scatterbrained or not having direction, remember, it's all about family. It's all about love and the importance of family and the people around you. It's not so much in your business world. It's more in your home life. Okay.
Wow, that's powerful. And I just want to say to anybody who's just coming into the show, what we're doing is your personal year, and we're basing it off of 2015, because as Renee was saying, you're in your cycle. Not everybody's had their birthday yet this year. And
no, in
we're
16.
Having, and, right, up till 16. But what we're doing is adding your month of your birth, the day of your birth, and then we're adding that to eight, representing the year 2015, and that you break that down to a single digit so that you have your personal year that you're dealing with whatever karmic issue that you're going through. Does that sound right, Renee?
Exactly right.
Okay.
Yep.
So Renee's outlining that, and we've already gone through 1 through 3, and if you missed all that, remember you can listen to our show and my show in the archives of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And
right.
we are going to still talk about our spiritual topic, which is basically going to be, are we in an Armageddon? So we're going to listen to the next three numbers, and then we'll talk a little bit more on our topic. So we're going to go into four, right, Renee?
Okay, four. Now, this is a key word, and I want everybody to really hear me. The year of four is attainment, and what it means is that you are striving for all things that you want and need. So this is the year of forward movement. This is where you're going to really look at things practically, pragmatically, and you're going to be very organized. Even if before you were always scattered, you'll suddenly find you have organization in your life. And you, when you're in a cycle four, you manage things a lot easier. So if you're already a manager in business, you'll really grow with that. And so a chance for a promotion, chance for moving forward is very, very probable. So in a year four, it's all about getting to where you need to be. Now, we're flipping over real quick to your personal life. In a year four, you're headed towards where you want to be in your love life. You should be able to discern immediately if the person that you're currently dating, seeing, or with is the right one. Having said that, when you figure that out, then you'll make your decisions, but you will figure it out, okay? The negative side of that is you're overly stubborn about things. So even though you're moving forward and going somewhere, you could be stubborn about the movement or the change, but once you're there, you'll be like, why did I argue that, okay? So don't be stubborn in your past thoughts or ideas. Be ready for new things. Okay.
That's a toughie sometimes, but okay.
Yeah. Do you want to move on to five?
Yes, please. Yeah.
All right. Five, I love the year of five. Why? Because it's all about you. This is the first breath that you've taken in 9 years. This is when it's no longer about everybody else that surrounds you. It's about you. And my favorite analogy is this is the year that if you went on the car lot to buy the SUV because, well, it's practical, but you're really eyeing a car that you've always wanted to have, you'd buy that car. Why? Because you yourself, your body, your mind, your soul needs to feed itself in the year of five. So, yes, it is about you. You need to take care of you. You need to do the things that make you happy. And you being happy makes other people happy around you. So you're not being selfish. You just need to do the things that make you happy. Your heart's more open. Your mind is more open. Your soul is more open. Okay? And the only negative part of that is being restless. Or if you're a little bit temperamental or you feel not grounded, it's because you're fighting doing what you need to do for you. Okay, and that also includes the part of giving. So if before in the past you didn't give back to community, give back to world, you'll find a lot of joy in that in the year of five.
Well, that's
okay.
Wonderful. Now, I figured my personal year, and it came out to be a six for me, so I'm interested in what you're going to say.
Oh, this is not surprising.
Okay.
In a year of six, you have a strong sense of responsibility. Your artistic self reappears. So if you've been tapping down the artistic side of yourself, all of a sudden it just pops out everywhere. So it would either be in your work world, it could be literally in artwork, but it's the artistic development side of you. The other thing is that you are going to be very nurturing this year to community and to the family. You're more balanced, you have sympathy for others, and you think a lot about your future in this year. You're beginning to make sure the things that are important in life, such as your money and where you're going to be at the end of life, are in place. And many changes are decided upon will be fully carried through in a year of seven. So you're going to be doing a lot of thinking about what you need, what you, where you need to be at the end of days. And I don't care if you're 22. If you are in a year of six, you're going to really think about your future. So it could be more education, more whatever. But you're going to really think about where you sit now and where you want to be at the end. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like my life all the time.
yeah, that's why I was kind of laughing about that.
Well, my birth number, and I know my birth number, not my current, you know, year that we're looking at, personal year, is 7. My vibration is 7. So that was my karmic number to come in to this life.
Yeah, that's coming up,
you know,
next. Yeah, but the only negative side to a 6 is being stubborn. And don't be stubborn in your beliefs. And dominating family and friends. So if you feel you're right, you're going to tend to really dominate in that. But sometimes you need to take a step back and really look at it.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
That's a tough lesson. Yes, I can relate to that.
Yeah,
okay,
we
okay,
all
well,
can.
We're going to take a little pause and talk about something that you and I have kind of collaborated on, and that is a special drawing. I'm going to be giving away one full hour reading, which could be done either in my office, which is in Novi, Michigan, or on the phone reading, which it can be done all over the world. And I do readings all over the world. Our show goes all over the world. We forget that we are broadcasting literally all over the world. It's just amazing. And you know, when we get our call-ins, Ray's been on my show as a guest periodically through this last year, and we get people that call in from Italy, they call in from India, they call in from Mexico, they call in from, oh, just everywhere, and even Michigan. They call in from everywhere, so they're listening to all of us. So phone readings is an option for those of you who would like to enter the contest. Same with Brene. She will only do phone readings because she's in a kind of a remote area, and it would be too far for you to come up and visit her at her office. So she does readings by phone only, and so we're both contributing one free reading into the contest. And the contest is kind of simple. You're going to, well, it's actually not a contest, it's a drawing. But anyway, you're going to email me, wendy.powers@aol.com, and you're going to put in the subject line, December drawing. And then in the body of the email, you're going to give me your name and where you're calling from, or excuse me, writing from. Sorry. And that, you know, that's pretty much it, and that you want to be in the drawing. And we're going to, like I said, give one away for Renee for free reading and one for me. Now, I'm going to take all those emails, and I'm going to actually have tickets. And for everybody comes in, I'm going to write your name and ticket. It's going to go into a, you know, into a drawing bowl, and I'm going to shake it up, and I'm going to do the drawing on my next show, my very first show of the year, which is January 2nd, 2016. And we're going to start it out right by this contest, and we're going to announce the winners doing the drawings on that show. So you need to do this because the contest, it's going to go from December 1st and to December 31st, midnight. And I'm not going to accept any that come in after that. You can only enter once. I get a lot of people into these drawings. A lot of people don't realize. I mean, I have, as you well know from being in the queue, anybody who's listened to my show during this year, it's very hard to even get in for a reading on the show because I'm just jammed and packed. And I'm just blessed by having so many people come in and listen to the show and be part of the show. And so there's a lot of people that will be entering this drawing. So I'm limiting it to one drawing per person. And that way it'll also eliminate one person winning both drawings. And so we're going to be doing that. So you can also go to my website, which is wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, and you'll see the rules and how to be participant of this drawing in there and how to do that. But it's pretty simple, and I'm real excited about doing that. Plus, there's going to be an e-blast out for everybody who may not have heard this show and didn't know about the contest. and we'll be able to get to be a part of it and not miss out. So I'm excited about that. So we're going to move into our subject, and I have to tell you, Renee, and you know, you've got your ear to the wind here, as we all do, about what's going on in this world right now. I don't know how to explain this to you, but I wrote an article that's coming out in the December issue. In fact, it's out while this show is going on. You can go to bodymindspiritguide.com, and you can read my article in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. If you're not in the Metro Detroit area and you don't get a hard copy of our magazine, you can always get the virtual magazine, which most people like their news virtually now anyway. So you can go on there and you can read my article, as well as wonderful, wonderful writers in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, wonderful spiritual people. It's a very evolved magazine, and I'm very proud to be part of it. So I think it's something that you need to look at this. But I'm going to read you kind of an excerpt from my article, because I wrote this right after I saw the terrible issues in Paris. And I know we were all moved by that. And then, of course, all the terrorism going on throughout the world, and that's exactly why they call it terrorism, because it puts us in a very fearful place. And that's what they want. They want us to be terrified to live our lives. And it's important to know and understand that the Earth has been in this chaos from the very beginning. This is not new. It's just that now with social media and the news so instant, and with all the connection and the communication that we have today, it's just in our face, and it's so more highlighted and amplified and terrifying. So are we in the end times? I think that there isn't really something called the end times. That's just my opinion. And I think that we're in a continuous, ongoing learning. And I feel that this sometimes we reach a crescendo of anger and hate and violence. And then we kind of all move through that process, kind of change things, shore things up, and move to the next step. And then, you know, everything changes. We are not living the same life our grandfather and grandmothers did. We are certainly not living the lives that our great-grandparents did. But we're living the lives that our children won't be living. So we are learning the lessons and evolving through in this process of being on this earth, which the earth, as you well know, is a place that negative things happen. And it's and to good people. And it's very tough to see that. And I know Renee and myself and, you know, have family that have had to fight these wars. And you are listening. I'm sure you're touched by these things at some level. So I wanted to share this with you, and it's brief, but I'm actually reading this. This is the article, and I think it's brief, but it kind of says it all. Anyway, it's hard because when you're dealing with something so difficult, you know it touches people on different levels. It says, it's so strange that religion causes men to believe that they can rewrite God's word to fit their own agendas. It does not matter what dogma or faith you practice. Just remember one thing. God is not religious. It is no wonder that the millennial generation, more than any other generation before, has lost their faith. If you recall, Jesus did not become a rabbi. He chose instead to walk across the land speaking of love, belief, and forgiveness. He performed miracles and he healed the sick. He spoke to the masses claiming that we are also the sons and daughters of God, and that we possess the power to heal ourselves and to do good works through his love. Now, we are in a very dangerous and fearful time. Yet again, people rise up and harm others because they do not have the same beliefs. Now, here we are in the 21st century and are dealing with extremists that are exploiting the Muslim faith, which is practiced by most peaceful, it's the most peaceful religion. But a group that broke away from this mainstream into a sect of their own, expressed their dogma through hateful acts, and want the world to reform to their thinking. Although this is a small fraction of this religion, and that's very important to realize, it has been very impactful on the world. If we believe that God created the world and everything in it, why would he want some of his children to slaughter their brothers and sisters? This is mankind's war, not God's war. This is a violent world and full of anger and hate and sin. We are on earth to evolve our souls in order to release our bonds from the negative levels of emotion. Once we allow love and forgiveness to be our guide, then we will all be at a higher level with God, harmonizing to the vibration of love. During this season of remembering that Jesus came here to show us the way from our sin and has given us the opportunity to be forgiven. And I have to say, and there's a little bit more, but I don't want this, I hope it is not offensive to anyone, because Jesus was not the only spiritual teacher that came here to share with us, you know, the fact that we are spiritual beings made in God's image, the energy of who we are. And the lessons that we're learning on earth are, as Renee has been describing, and even our numerology, we came with a path and a pattern. We came with an agenda to learn and evolve so that our soul can evolve to be in a greater vibration above all of this. And that whatever religion you may be, it should be done in trying to be a better person, align yourself in love. And some people, there's always going to be radical people on the earth. There always will be. They can put whatever label on. It's a shame they hijacked some people's religion that are very peaceful and beautiful people by the whole of who they are. And that's the only way to put it. They hijacked their religion and took and made a fearful mess of things that make people unsure how to walk on the earth. So I just want to say I'm sending blessings, and I want every time we feel a negative thought, I want us to try to be in the vibration of God's love. Whatever religion you're in does not matter. If God is not religious. And that's all I have to say about that for right now. But Renee, let's get back to our numbers and how the karma and the vibration that we're personally dealing with. And I think we were on seven.
We're
I don't know
if beginning
you
stuff.
Comment. Yeah, and I should let you chime
oh,
in.
Oh, I just wanted to tell
said.
You. I just wanted to comment because I knew about what you were writing prior to you actually writing it because we talked about it. And, Wendy, I couldn't have put it in better words. I mean, I think you did a great job and said it very gracefully. And you know that I also have the same belief you have. So, I, you know, other than saying it was very well said, there's really nothing I can add to that because you did it so well.
Well, thank you. And it's hard because you know, people get into very fearful places. I went out to dinner and to a movie the other day, and I'm actually anxious and antsy, and you're sitting in a theater wondering if somebody's going to come in and shoot you. You sit in at dinner, and you're wondering, is somebody going to blow you up? I mean, it's just, it churns inside of us because we turn on our TVs, we listen to the media, we can't help it. It amplifies it. It makes us more angry, more fearful, and more hateful inside because we're terrified. And
mm-hmm.
so I made the decision after that day. I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to let this do this to me because it's sucking you down into the lower levels of humanity again and the negative vibration of the planet. And I have to evolve and move myself up again.
And your own forward movement, spiritually. You have to remain.
Right,
spiritually.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, be centered in your love and be centered in your higher and bring your consciousness up. And we collectively, it's hard to do. We can only deal with our own self individually and those around us. So we try to do the best we can on that. So, all right, Renee, well, let's talk about seven.
All right.
You know, I think a good number to start the next part of this on.
Okay. If you're in a cycle seven, remember that I said in a cycle six that you're getting ready for year seven, and the reason for that is you're moving forward. So you're learning to be more analytical. So before, when you could have been wishy-washy about changing jobs or moving your home or taking up higher education or learning, this year your analytical self takes over. And so that's a great thing because sometimes our emotions become way too involved. And so you're going to take the emotionality out of it and bring in your brain. And this is a year moving forward. So you're going to have a lot of good things happen. New jobs, moving, and new horizons are right there for you. You're also more giving, and you love peace and solitude this year, which means you want to be peaceful, and you need the solitude to go within yourself to bring out the things that are necessary and needed. So if that was a life cycle number, you would be very entrepreneurish. You'd be very analytical about it. You would always have other people in mind as you're doing things. And so, you know, it's a really good year because you get a lot of things, a lot of movement, a lot of good change. And the negative side of that is sarcasm, being sarcastic with others, frustration, and inflexible in thoughts and ideas. So that means while you're going through the change, allow things to flow because flow is everything. If you put negative into something, what are you going to get out? Negative. So if you keep the positive energy there, the things that are supposed to work for you will. Okay, and now we're moving on to a year of eight, and this is my favorite year, and I'll tell you why. Because it brings in all of the things that all of us need. It's all about your money, your love, and your power. In a year of eight, you gain money. So that means your job goes somewhere. Things come to you easier in a better way. It's like the pressure of day-to-day living lifts off your shoulder. Love. You fall madly in love in the year of eight. Even if you've been married to the same person for 20 years, it's like you rediscover each other. And the other side of that, in a year of eight, I can guarantee you, if you wake up in the morning right around your birthday and you look at the person you're with and say, boy, I can't continue with this, trust me, you won't. Power. You really understand what power is. It's not your power over everybody else. It's your own power that you hold yourself for you to say no to things, for you to take back your life, for you to take back your decision-making. So that's why, to me, it's such an awesome year, because you're really decisive. You're very commanding in what you believe. So to me, it's like another year of, it's total refreshment. It's like, boy, do I know what this is all about. The only negative side to that, and it's not really negative because some people are like this anyways, but I want them to think about this. It's becoming a workaholic, being overambitious, and the last thing is mismanagement of money. Now, in a year of eight, you'll gain money, but remember how to move, hold, keep, and spend your money. Because when you're at a higher level of making money, remember you have down points, so put some away. All right, then we're moving on to the year of nine. A year of nine is a completion of the entire cycle of one through nine. This is the year that you let go of the things that are not necessarily and needed. That means literally cleaning out your house and dumping the things that aren't necessary and have just been piling up around your house. It is where you let go of people that no longer hold value in your life. These are the negative people. These are the people that are acquaintances that don't overly matter to you. You really recognize what's important to you. It's also a year, and I hate saying it, but I'm going to say it because I truly believe this. A lot of people leave in a year of nine. So the people that are older, that have lived their lives, done everything that they needed to do, in a year of nine, that's usually when they choose to go. And across the board, I can say I've researched myself with my own family members and in others I've talked to. It seems like it's like they're okay with themselves. They've come to terms with who they are, what they are, and it's time. And I'm not meaning in a negative way. I'm talking about God's time for you to go. Okay? The negative part of being in a year of nine is not finishing things or becoming somewhat of a hoarder. So in a year of nine, you're supposed to clean out everything that is necessary and needed for you.
You know, and I would like to stop you and make a note of here something, is that the 2016 year is a nine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting because we deal with our own personal vibration, but there's also vibration of the world and the time and the,
exactly.
You know, and the year that we're in. So without bearing to repeat that, I wanted to go over 2016 as well. And 2016, we're going through just that. And when you say it's time for people to move on to the next level of life, leaving this planet, more or less, it doesn't mean that something bad's going to happen to you, because I know some people kind of live, oh, my gosh, I'm in a nine. I'm going to be, you know, what's
going to happen to me? No, not at all.
But what it also can mean is that it means renewal. It means change. One thing I learned through whether it be astrology, numerology, or psychic attunement, just reading people, is that death, and the same thing in dreams, death can mean rebirth, renewal, new start. So, you know, those of you who reach the end of whatever, you know, cycle they're in, and they feel like the death of a job, the death of a relationship, the death of whatever, it's time to move on, and it's a rebirth. So that's my interpretation of it.
It is. It's exactly correct.
Okay, good, because that could be
sounding correct. That's exactly correct.
So that's the same thing with the year 2016, and I can believe that because we're tired of the tears, we're done, we've reached the end of all this nonsense, and we're all facing it. For the first time, think about this, and it has to come this way, is that we're going to have Russia, the United States, China probably will come into it, the European Union, we're all coming together. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
you know, and I so there's the rebirth, it's a restart. We're tired of the old ways. We're tired of how things work. Now we're going to go forward and try to work together on defeating the negative, negative evil of things. And so nine needed to be said because we're in that coming up year of nine. Okay,
exactly.
Sorry.
All right, and now I'm going to touch real quickly on master numbers. When you were adding your numbers together
out. Renee, we didn't get into, let's do our rest of our numbers, 10, 11, and 12 first.
No,
okay?
No, there's only 1 through 9, Wendy.
Okay.
So we finished out, it's a cycle of 9, and then have master numbers. So there's a cycle of 1 through 9. Then.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. And then we hit our master numbers. What is a master number? A master number is 11, 22, 33, and 44. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what this means is while you were adding your numbers up before you finally reduced them, let's say you had ended up with an 11 and then you turned it into a 2. You still have the vibration of 2, but the 11 takes over everything. And what does that mean? It means that you have lessons that you have already learned or have not yet fully learned in your life because it's a low master number. So things that you should have learned and didn't learn are going to revisit you. So here's a quick analogy. If in the past you overused your credit cards and got into credit card debt and you thought, oh, my God, I'm never going to get out of it, finally get out of it. Here you are 9 years later, and bam, you're having credit card issues again. It's a check on you to see if you learned that lesson. So if you didn't learn the lesson, you're again having the problems with the credit cards. If you did learn the lesson, it's a reminder. Oh, well, you know what? I'm spending too much. I don't think I need to do this. I need to take control of my money. So karmic numbers magnify. If you're in a year of 22, it's more so. It's a harder lesson because if you didn't listen when you were in the year of 11, two, same issues hit you. And again, if you're picking the same guy, if you're picking or woman, if you're picking, making the same choices time and time again, and they always fall apart, that's your karma check. It's saying to you, okay, you were supposed to learn something, and you forgot what I tried to show you back in an 11. Then 33 pops up, and I'm a 33 lifetime, so I have a lot of karmic lessons in my life, and that's why I continually made the same errors. Because I now have maturity on my side, it's like I've really double-checked everything. So I know now not to revisit certain things that I learned before. And if you're a 44, and nothing other than it, in numerology, they say that 33 is Christ's number. And, you know, in a lot of ways, if you are a 33, you have a lot of lessons like he did. You know, and it's all about trust, learning your spirituality, getting in touch with your higher self more. If you're 44, it just means that constantly it's about your money, your love, your power. It's all about you never taking control of your money, you never taking control of your own power, you never taking control of your own money and your love life. Mm. So because it's innate, it's going to also have the karmic lessons within money, love, and power. So
you know,
I hope that helps.
Oh, yeah. I was going to bring up that 44 isn't very often brought up as a master number. I don't know numerology as you do, obviously. I'm thinking there's 12, you know, I wasn't thinking more in the terms of astrology.
Well, they do say,
okay.
In numerology, it depends on who the teacher is and what type of teachings you've learned. And there is a 44, and a 44 is the last of the karmic numbers. The 44s are the ones that always struggle. Those are the ones that have high karmic lessons. When they came back and made their choices this time around in life, they took on all these issues. And I have twin daughters that are 44s lifetimes.
Wow.
And they both have different lives, but they still have the same issues. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Are those twins?
Yes, the twins.
That's funny, you know, because they're
44 lifetimes.
Yeah.
And also it means is they constantly readdress the same issues. And it's
mm-hmm.
like when, you know, they keep on getting beaten over the head with the same thing. And it's not my life path. It's their life path. They chose it. So they
mm-hmm.
have to work through it.
You know, you bring up a very important point, is that we do choose the life path. And, again, going through, you know, very briefly, talking about, you know, all the life lessons you just shared with us that we're going through, it, you know, as tough as they can be, you know, you did choose it. And the most important number is the vibration that you came into the world with, which is, you know, your personal number of your month of birth, the day of your birth, and the year of your birth, which, you know, you
right.
can break down and go through the same thing. And but I want to say something about 33 being Christ's number. Funny, you know, he, of course, was crucified when he was only 33 years old. And you know, I don't want to put myself on any kind of comparison at all with that. But I died at the age of 33 as well. Now, that's a big subject to just throw at you at the end of our show, pretty much, but I actually, Renee knows this, she lived through it with me, as I was in the hospital with a simple gallbladder surgery. Anyway, long story short, and it is a very complex and very amazing story, I passed a blood clot through my heart and into my lung the size of a quarter, called a pulmonary embolism. And I went into total death. I mean, my core temperature was down to 70. And, you know, and the amazing things I learned in that death experience, I'm going to be bringing out in my book, which I'm completing, and that will soon hopefully be able to be released here in the beginning of next year or soon in the next quarter of next year. And not just talking about that death experience and what's on the other side, but there's a great deal more that I think that is going to be a part of that, which I've been entering into, which is the consciousness of man, you know, in that, and where we collectively go, you know, through this life, as we were talking about in the article I wrote. Some amazing things that God told me, actually there were three orbs that energy beings that came to me and gave me a tremendous amount of information, which I've shared in seminars and things in the past, but I'm going to be putting them into this book that I'm coming up with next year. And but it's a very important year. It seems like you're faced with some, you know, your spirituality, your who you are, taking on the responsibility of knowledge that you have to go to the next level. Even Jesus Christ, when he was facing his death, it was like, oh, God, why have you forsaken me? Because if you're dealing with the fact that, you know, he knew he had to go through that great sacrifice to teach people and to show people. And, I've been feeling that, too, that the reason I kind of laid low for so long is that you have to really put in people's faces about who we are and why we're going through what we go through, why do bad things happen to good people, and so on. And again, my book will address that. So it's a turning point, you know, power number of realizing who you are, which we all are, which is the true sons and daughters of God. We all are, all of us, everybody, no matter what color you are, no matter what faith you have, what gender you are, it does not matter. We are all the sons and daughters of God, and that's what we have to realize. So anyway, Renee, if anyone wants to get a hold of you for a reading, how can they get a hold of you?
They can do that by email, and my email is Renee, R-E-N-E-E, 715-MONEY, MONEY at AOL.com. And in the subject matter, just put in reading.
Oh, great. And for those of you who would like to get a hold of me for a reading, you can call my phone number, 248-826-8255. And just let me know a good time for me to get back to you. That's 248-826-8255. Or, of course, go to my website, WendyPowers-Clairvoyant.com. And, of course, make sure you read more about the drawing so that you can get into the drawing and get a free reading with Renee or myself, whether it's in my office or if it's, you know, a phone reading. And it's worth getting into that. And I want to say to everyone that we are in a beautiful time, whether we're in this ugly negativity or not, because we can find ourselves in our place with God in this beautiful time. I want everyone to reach out and give, not just of gifts, but help a homeless person, volunteer at a soup kitchen, give a larger donation to a favorite charity, or do give more to your place of worship, whether it be for volunteer or money, whatever it is. But don't let the few rob you of your faith in humanity, and know that we are all truly the children of God. And remember, God did not want us to call him by name, but when asked who he was, he simply said, I am. Have a giving, loving, and joyous holiday season. Thank you, Renee, so much, and bless all of you.